But if you like this video and you're interested in learning more about my YouTube growth system that I teach in my program, Video Ranking Academy, you can just go to vrapodcast.com or click the link in the description, because for a limited time, we have special pricing and bonuses, but that's ending soon. So check out the link and let's keep the video moving. Imagine getting 100 new subscribers every single day. That's around 3,000 subscribers per month. And in this episode of the Think Media Podcast, I'm going to be breaking down 10 tactical tips to help you achieve just that. I'm also going to be covering some outdated tactics that frankly don't work any longer and are a waste of your time and your energy. So let's dive into it. But first, we need to address a mistake that a lot of creators make, and that is only focusing on views and not focusing on their subscriber rate. And so a subscriber rate is basically this. If your channel got 100,000 views in a month and you had a subscriber rate of 3%, then that means you would have grown 3,000 new subscribers, or roughly 100 new subscribers per day on average that month. And 3% is pretty amazing. Like, most channels probably have a 1% or even a fraction of a percent subscriber rate. But what this reveals to us is that views is not the only thing we should be focusing on. Our goal should also be to increase the rate with which people connect with us, hit the subscribe button, because we're being intentional in the content we're crafting with these 10 tips, which brings us to tip number one, upload consistently. Now, I know what you're thinking. It's one of the most commonly shared YouTube tips that you've probably heard before, but I believe it's the foundation of getting 100 subscribers per day. Consistency is what transforms average into excellence. And YouTube is a place where momentum builds over time. For example, my Think Media Podcast channel now gets well over 100 subscribers per day, but it didn't start that way. It started with committing to posting one upload per week. And during 2020, I was getting around 7 subs per day, up to maybe 150 on a good day. Last month, which is 4 years later, I'm now averaging around 200 new subscribers to the channel per day. And it's not just the consistency that's happened over the last few years, but frequency has also increased. I'm now doing 2 long form podcasts a week, 2 clips a week, 2 to 4 shorts, live streams 2 to 4 times a month. And so if you want to build momentum getting to 100 subscribers a day, set a baseline for consistency to start, commit to things for the long haul, but recognize that there's a flywheel effect on YouTube where subscriber growth will grow as your library of quality content grows. Number two is write clickable titles. One of the common mistakes I see on creators that I'm coaching when I do channel reviews and looking at their content is their titles are either terrible, or maybe they're okay, like they're clear, but they lack a punch to them. They lack a curiosity to them. They don't make me want to click. And in 2024, there's kind of no excuse for this. With tools like Bard and ChatGPT and vidIQ, powering up your titles has never been easier. When optimizing for search engines, you're thinking about keyword research and topic research and making sure that the big idea and the actual search terms are included in your title. But even more importantly is then the humanization of that title. How readable is it? Like, is it a 5th grade reading level, and is it read smoothly? Does it read clearly? How much curiosity does the title create? How interesting is the title? Is the big idea clear in the video? By powering up your titles across your library of videos, you will increase your click-through rate, therefore your viewership, giving you more opportunity for 100 subscribers a day. And by increasing your click-through rate and getting more people to watch your videos, you now have an opportunity to invite them to subscribe, which brings us to number three. Give people a clear features and benefits reason to subscribe. Here's the business definition of features and benefits. A feature is the essential function or component of a good or a service. In contrast, a benefit refers to how a product's features could make a consumer's life easier and more
enjoyable.
And for example, the feature of a car could be air conditioning, but the articulation of the benefit is that you're going to be comfortable, you're going to be cool, your passengers are going to be more comfortable and cool, you're not going to be overheated when it's super hot outside. And the mistake creators make is they don't articulate both when they're pitching the value of their YouTube channel. For example, this YouTube channel and this video podcast is all about unfiltered YouTube tips for helping you build a profitable channel. Let's break that down. The features are that you're going to get YouTube tips. Now, you might be able to fill in the blank and say there's a reason why you want those, but do you ultimately want YouTube tips when you wake up every morning, or do you want the result that the YouTube tips will bring you? So the benefits become, yes, I can help you get more views and make money. And even more than that, the benefits could become so you can build a YouTube channel you're proud of, so that you ultimately have more satisfaction, make an impact in the world. And so it's both. How could you include things when you're pitching the value of your channel, like, I'm going to teach you this and share this feature and this practical thing that will save you time? That is for busy moms. The benefit is your understanding of how it actually makes people's life easier and more enjoyable. This is also an opportunity for you to articulate the unique difference of your channel. Like, maybe your content is more family friendly, or maybe it's more unhinged and full of profanity. That is ultimately a difference. Like, the features of a lot of YouTube channels are going to be the same, but the benefits or the angle with which you create your content can really resonate with certain people that are going to hit that subscribe button. So you want to make sure you're giving clear features and benefits, reasons to subscribe to your channel. That would be articulated in the video at some point. But the other opportunity is visual call to actions, which are a lot simpler. It might just be a subscribe button that pops up on screen. Maybe you don't say anything, a little click noise or no noise at all. That kind of reminds people to subscribe. The key point here is that if we're going to increase our subscriber rate, we want to make sure we're actually inviting people to subscribe to the channel. Number four, high value, non-spammy comments on bigger channels. If you're looking to increase the awareness of your channel, you're just getting started, you're wanting to build up that momentum of people discovering you, one of the ways to do that is to comment on bigger channels that have a lot of conversation happening in the comments section. Think about your own behavior. Many people, while they're watching a video, immediately scroll down, letting the video autoplay and listening to it, and start looking at what people are saying. If comments get a lot of thumbs up, hence high value, non-spammy comments that have something edifying, something valuable to say, then there could be a lot of awareness of that person's channel on a video that's getting tens of thousands or even millions of views. And so two tips here is you want to comment early, because the sooner you comment on the video, the more opportunity the lifetime viewership of the video, people can keep thumbs upping and keep seeing your comment. But I think the way to do this right is to do it in a non-spammy way that really actually adds viewer to the creator and to the conversation happening around that video. And if you think about the other viewers seeing your comment, the tips you share, the perspective you share, the context you share can create curiosity in them to click through on your channel and ultimately check out what you're doing. Number five, improve your content. Now, I know what you might be thinking. You might be thinking, all right, Sean, this is another one of those Captain Obvious tips, but I've got some practical nuance for you. And naturally, the whole point of the Think Media podcast and our company overall is to help you do just that. So definitely subscribe, because we've got great content coming for you all year long. But here's a practical tip. Your video should have a promise and a payoff. Your title should have a promise and a payoff. When I think about even what we do in a YouTube title, is we are making a promise. It might be a curiosity loop, or it might just be a actual like search-based title that is indicating what the video has in it. Now, you're probably thinking, Sean, this is one of those Captain Obvious tips. Like, I know I need to make better content and make better videos. And I actually have a practical tip for you in just a second. But remember, this is also what our entire company and this whole podcast is about. So definitely subscribe, because we have some incredible videos coming out this year and podcast episodes to help you continuously improve your content. But here's one practical tip. Each video should have a promise and a payoff. Your titles should make a promise, and then the video should be the payoff. Let's put ourselves in the viewer's shoes. They're searching YouTube, or videos are being recommended to them. And every time they see a title and a thumbnail, there's essentially a promise there. Like, it's an open door to say, okay, you're promising me education or entertainment. So they click on the video, and what do they want next? They want a payoff. The question is, how much patience do they have until they get the payoff of what you promised? And YouTube is really a transaction in the sense of, if they click on your video and get an experience with your video, your brand, and a payoff follows, a connection was made. The opposite is true, that if you promise something in your title and don't deliver it in your video, or you take too long to get there, then the viewer jumps off, or they feel like, man, you eventually got there, but they're kind of frustrated with the transaction. Now, the reason this is powerful is because ultimately it triggers dopamine. See, dopamine acts on areas of the brain to give you feelings of pleasure, satisfaction, and motivation. And so when someone clicks on a YouTube video, there's hope that there's going to be a payoff. Your job when it comes to improving your videos is making sure that they get that payoff, hopefully multiple payoffs by light bulb moments, laughter, entertainment moments. And I think just you being more thoughtful on your next video about architecting this, again, will help you get more views and get to 100 subscribers a day faster. Now, before we get into number six, I just want to give you a quick heads up that if you've been on the fence about joining us in our online course called Video Ranking Academy, we have a special offer happening right now that's ending soon. If you want to check that out, it's at vrapodcast.com. We only do this a couple times a year, right around the time that we do our YouTube challenges, and one of those just ended. So to see all the details, hit the link in the show notes or just go to vrapodcast.com. But let's get into number six. Number six is collaborate with other creators, which if done right, is a great way to increase your subscribers and get awareness from new audiences. Now, I have a warning for you. One of the biggest mistakes I see creators make is they think that all subscribers are equal and they would take any opportunity to collaborate with somebody that's influential and that could help them get new subscribers. But the problem is you don't want just any subscribers. You want subscribers that are aligned with your content and that will keep watching future videos. So you want to be selective with who you collaborate with. And one of the cool things is that collaborations are easier than they've ever been before. You can use online tools like StreamYard and like Dropbox to exchange footage, to swap footage. You can collaborate with digital tools and writing scripts and planning out the video. And so a collaboration might be actually building out a YouTube video where one goes on your channel and the part two goes on the other person's channel. And then you cross promote using the YouTube end card and you do that really intelligently. The other thing to do is simply interviews. An interview is probably the simplest way to collab. And again, digital interviews are easier than ever before. So no matter where you're based in the world, it's possible to do this. But I know you might have a few objections, like, why would anyone want to collaborate with a smaller channel? Or how could I get a super famous YouTuber to collaborate with me? And my thoughts are this. One, it's smart to collaborate with creators at your same level. Like maybe you have a few hundred subscribers. It would be practical to find some synergy with a creator that has a few thousand, but probably not millions of subscribers, kind of staying in your same sphere of influence. But two, don't make the mistake of thinking that influence is the only metric by which somebody would want to collaborate with you. Ultimately, what it is a value exchange. And so if you can articulate what value you could provide, which might just be clear in the style of content you create, maybe there's some synergy around your skills in video editing, storytelling, content creation, maybe the access to resources or locations or cool experiences that you have or cool ideas, and put yourself in the shoes of the person that you want to collaborate with. You know, content creation is hard. And so if you bring the heavy lifting to the table, maybe with the scripting and the filming or the big idea or the research, they might be like, that sounds really cool. I appreciate you doing all of that heavy lifting. And so you're bringing all of that to the table. Maybe they're bringing a little bit more influence to the table, and boom, you've got some synergy and a value exchange. Practically, you can find these collaborations by reaching out and connecting with these different creators on social media, being engaged in their communities and comments, and tapping into the power of in-person events to actually meet face-to-face and see what kind of synergy you can create with others. Number seven, focus on evergreen content. Here's the truth. One video can bring you new subscribers every day for years to come. For example, on my Think Media podcast channel, there's a video about the seven most profitable niches on YouTube. It's actually a clip from a full-length podcast, but here's what's crazy. This video generated 158 new subscribers over the past month, but the video is 8 months old. Now imagine, if you had 30 or so videos generating you 150 subscribers every month, then now you've crossed that 100 subscribers every day threshold. So rather than just getting subscribers when you upload new videos, my goal is to build a library of ranked videos, a library of evergreen content that generates subscribers every single day. Number eight, share your content in relevant communities. This could be Reddit, Discord, Facebook groups, and things like that. But remember, you don't want to do this in a spammy and just self-promotional way. You want to do this in a way that adds value to that community and creates curiosity and interest in your content, which can absolutely lead to lots of new subscribers. It reminds me of one of our Video Ranking Academy students who has a channel about plant-based cooking and vegan recipes. And what they did was they began to look around for different groups of passionate plant-based enthusiasts. They found a Facebook group that was all about that topic. They joined that community, started engaging in that community, and at one point created a post about a particular recipe that they did. They didn't just say, go check out my channel, go subscribe to my channel, but they actually wrote a couple paragraphs of what the video was about, how good the recipe was, what their experience was with it, and the post blew up. It got likes, it got comments, and as a result, people click through over to YouTube and the video blew up. And I'll never forget seeing the growth results over the next 30 days. Her channel grew by 16,000%. Thousands of subscribers, tens of thousands of views, all because of sharing the video in a group in an authentic way. Number nine, rank your videos in YouTube search and YouTube suggested. So what exactly is a ranked video? Well, ranked video is a video that appears in the top search results when you type in a search query on YouTube. It's in the top results or it's on the first page, or it's a video that is continually suggested by the YouTube algorithm, showing up on people's home pages, being recommended alongside of other videos. Our definition of a ranked video here at Think Media is simply a video that you post once, but continues to get views for weeks, months, and even years to come. And of course, if the goal is to grow your following every single day, the more ranked videos you have, the more consistent your channel growth will be, whether or not you post new videos. For example, one of our Video Ranking Academy students, Jen, has a channel for busy moms. One of the videos she posted last year was Mega Budget Meals, 3 hours of delicious cheap eats with 45 extreme budget recipes. Now, fast forward 5 months and this video still gets 134 views per hour every single day. VPH is an important term to know. It's views per hour. And if you can keep getting views on a video that is 5 months old, imagine whatever your subscriber rate is, that video will keep attracting new subscribers to your channel. Another one of our students, Andrew Finney, is a Las Vegas real estate agent who posted a video 4 years ago on how a home equity line of credit works, HELOC explained, and how to get a HELOC. Now that video today, 4 years later, is still getting 10.4 views per hour every single day. Just imagine having one or two or 10 or 100 ranked videos on your channel. I believe that this is one of the fundamental keys to getting 100 new subscribers every single day. The more ranked videos in your library, the more consistent your views and channel growth will be. Which brings us to our final tip for getting 100 new subscribers every single day on YouTube, and it's this. Number 10, don't quit. The truth is, 100 new subscribers every day is an incredible feat. It's going to take determination, grit, resilience, patience, skill building. And so there's something about committing to the journey. I've learned that commitment is the foundation of all great accomplishments, and great things take time, and great things take patience. And when I think about the power of commitment and not quitting, it makes me reflect on this very podcast, the Think Media Podcast. You know, this was launched back in 2020. And if you look at the views, they are kind of flat. Now, I was getting views, but there was no spikes to them. In 2021, there's maybe a little bit of momentum. 2022 got pretty crazy. And last year, 2023, it was insane. I just want to encourage you, that's a four-year journey. See, too many creators are judging their results by the past 4 weeks and underestimating the power of committing to building your YouTube channel over 4 years. And if you know me, you might say, Sean, your Think Media podcast growth is still insane even in 4 years, and you had Think Media already, and you even had a decade of experience before that. And you're right. Even with all of that experience and shouting out the podcast channel from the other channel, it still took a few years to build crazy momentum with our podcast channel. The powerful thing about YouTube is that if you create content strategically and if you rank videos, YouTube is like a fine wine. Your content gets better with age, and you will start getting more subscribers week after week and year after year, especially when you apply these tips, rank your videos, allocate some of your energy towards evergreen content, and continually improve and level up on your next upload. And if you've been enjoying the Think Media podcast content, and you know that this year you really want to stop dabbling and start dominating on YouTube and get really serious about your YouTube channel, then I do want to invite you to check out VRApodcast.com, where you can actually see the best way we can help you at Think Media go faster, get more subscribers, and really master the necessary skill set for creating a profitable YouTube channel. Right now, we have a special offer going on that only happens a couple times a year, and that link is in the show notes below. My name is Sean Cannell, rhymes with YouTube channel. This is the Think Media Podcast. If you got value today, would love to hear your feedback in the YouTube comments, or like, rate, and review wherever you listen to podcasts. And I can't wait to connect with you in a future episode.